In the hadith we have been given, we have been commanded to be very, very conscious about our salah and to be particular and meticulous about it. Likewise in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not just command us that perform salah. Allah says, establish salah. In other words, there is an effort that is attached to the salah. We have to carry out our salah with the various sunnats, with the various mustahabbat, and we have to protect our salah. As was mentioned, for our deen, the example of salah is like the head in the body. If there is no head, there is no reality to that body. In exactly the same way, if there is no salah in our lives, then the whole of deen has come out. Why? Because a person will not be able to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Namaz, our salah, has to be established. In this, Allah ta'ala has kept great power, great benefit in the development of our deen and in the development of our iman. And through salah, we will be able to draw the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through deen and iman, through what we say, kalima and salah, kalima and namaz. If you look at the example of Musa alayhi salam, what were his people given? Initially, they had to face the might of Fir'aun. They were given primarily these two things, kalima and namaz. And they made effort on that. That on the one side, on the other side, the dawat and dua of Musa alayhi salam. Through that, the entire might of Fir'aun was destroyed. Through the kalima and namaz of the Bani Israel and the dawat and dua of Musa alayhi salam, the other commands of deen to the Bani Israel, to the ummah of Musa alayhi salam, came after the destruction of Fir'aun. The might of Fir'aun was destroyed basically upon this. So we find, my respected brothers, there is great help that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in this salah. Great, great benefits Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept in salah. The importance of salah is almost as high as the importance of iman. This is why we are encouraged that even from a young age, the child should be trained as his understanding increases. The first thing we should develop in the life of that child is establish salah in the life of that child. Through salah, the yaqeen of the heart will be developed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's ta'alluq will be developed. Allah's help will be with us. Allah ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ لَإِنْ أَقَمْتُمُ الصَّلَاةِ وَآتَيْتُمُ الزَّكَاةِ وَآمَنْتُمْ بِرُسُلِي. That I am with you. My help will be with you if you will establish salah and you will discharge your zakat and you will bring iman upon the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the life, in the imani life of a person, very, very important is the salah, so that the whole life can become a life of Allah's worship, can become a life of the servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Primarily we have to develop the salah in order to make a life of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The basic foundation is kalima and namaz. The rest of the life, to come on to become a life of Allah's worship, for that we were given the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to learn what is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and thereafter we have to carry out the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For example, one, we were given this body. This is a ni'mat and bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the ibadat of this body is namaz. Wealth also is a ni'mat. It is a bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, it is mentioned in the riwayat, ni'mal ma'una. Wealth is a great support, a great source of benefit. But the wealth, what is the ibadat and the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to one's wealth? What is the deen of Allah that is attached to that wealth? That also we have to learn. We have to learn that our wealth must be earned in a halal manner. What is the right of that wealth? What is the way that the wealth has to be spent? The discharging of zakat. So we find, my respected brothers, when we will make effort on our namaz, and our namaz will be corrected, then the capacity will be created within us to utilize our wealth correctly also. How to carry out the various commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what is the rights of the wealth, the rest of our life, etc. For this we have to learn the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why the knowledge of deen was given. Books were revealed. Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam were sent with the way of life. A person who does not have the knowledge of what is the right of Allah, what is the right of the creation of Allah, what is the right of this life upon us. A person who does not have the knowledge of hukuk and rights, such a person in dini terminology is called jahil, an ignorant person. A person who is devoid of knowledge, he may have worldly knowledge, but in dini terminology, what is knowledge? What is an ignorant person? A person who does not have the knowledge of hukuk, the rights, Allah's right, the creation's right, the way this life has to be spent. For that, books were revealed. Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam was sent with this pattern. We have to acquire the knowledge and incorporate it in our lives. Revealed books were sent down. The knowledge of deen was sent down through the agency of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, so that we acquire this knowledge. We have to learn what is the haq, what is the right, and we have to fulfill that. The right of Allah, the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. We find, my respected brothers, if a person will not acquire the knowledge of deen, then he will make the effort of the worldly means. He will acquire that knowledge. And the knowledge and attachment of the worldly things, this will become an obstacle. Obstacle to what? Obstacle to him fulfilling the purpose for which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created us. So for this, Allah Ta'ala gave us the knowledge of deen. The Quran was revealed. The practical example and way of life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is what we call sunnah. The practices of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have to learn this. We have to acquire the knowledge of this. Otherwise, we will become ignorant. Who is an ignorant person? A person who does not know what the rights are. And we find what is the eventual outcome of ignorance? Jahannam. The eventual outcome of ignorance will be the fire of hell. Because this person will not have fulfilled the rights. So this is why, my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the knowledge. He sent him with the kitab. The book was revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he sent him with this da'wat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, through this invitation, encouraged people to acquire, to bring their life onto kalima and namaz, and to acquire the knowledge of deen. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent in a period of great ignorance. There was total ignorance and darkness at that time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with this light, with this knowledge, by which we can recognize what is our responsibility through kalima and namaz, and through fulfilling the rights that are attached to us, so that we can become responsible and our life can become a life of the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is Allah's right, that is limited. On the other hand is the right of the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that is many. We have to acquire the knowledge of this and discharge this so that this life can become a deeni life. In order to correct our namaz, we have to acquire the knowledge of paki napaki, that is purity and impurity. We have to learn the masail that is attached to that for our namaz to be corrected. Likewise, my respected brothers, the other means of this world, the other aspects of our life, we have to acquire the knowledge of what is halal and haram. This is like pure and impure. When we have the knowledge, this will enable us to carry out that which is halal and to abstain from that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden, that which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made haram. Understand, my respected brothers, staying away from haram, a person who will abstain from that which Allah has forbidden, this is the greatest worship of Allah. This is the greatest worshipper, the greatest ibadat. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, ittaqil maharim takun abadan nas. Stay away, abstain from that which Allah has forbidden and made haram, you will become the greatest abid, the greatest worshipper. So we find this, for this, we need the knowledge of this. We have to acquire the knowledge of deen. We have to acquire the knowledge of the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by which a person will be able to recognize this is halal, this is permissible, this is haram, this is what I have to stay away from. If we don't do this, then there will be no difference between us and an animal. An animal sees its benefit, it takes it, regardless of who is hurt or harmed or maimed in that process. We have to acquire the knowledge of what is permissible, what is not permissible. We find in our, besides our ibadat, in our financial interaction, in our social interaction, every one of these things have to be correct. We have to be a source of benefit, not a source of harm. It's mentioned in the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: "Man akala tayyiban wa amila bi sunnatin wa amina an-nasa bawa'iqahu dakhala al-jannah." That person whose food, whose sustenance, whose earning will be halal and pure, and his life will be in conformance with the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His social financial interaction, his nikah, etc., according to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And people will be safe from being hurt by him. He will not harm any person. People will be safe from such a person. Dakhal al-Jannah, such a person will enter into Jannah. For this we are given deen. For this we are given the knowledge of deen, my respected brothers. Don't be a source of hurt to anyone. Don't make Allah angry. Do not make the makhluk and the creation of Allah angry with us also. We have to live a pure life. This Allah Ta'ala commands us in the Quran. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. O people of Iman, save yourselves and your families from the fire of hell. What does it mean, save yourself and families from the fire of hell? Learn deen and bring deen in their lives also. By acquiring the knowledge of deen and practicing deen, we will protect ourselves and our families from the fire of hell. In order to make our life a life that is a deeny life, this, my respected brothers, is the need of every one of us. We have to make our life a deeny life. It's a necessity for us. We have to acquire the kalima, correct our iman, our social and financial interaction to become dini, to become pure. Otherwise, my respected brothers, a life without this is in fact a corpse. There is no life in it. In order for life to come, for a pure life, for us to be pure in our dealings, in our interaction with one another, and in our personal life, this is what is referred to as hayatan tayyiba, a pure life. And not only will a pure life is one, a person himself is on deen, others are safe from his harm. And with this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give him barakat and blessings in this world, and in the hereafter, he will have much more. The life of the hereafter is such, Allah will give him so much that will cool his eyes. And it will be such great pleasures that if Allah had not ordained that you cannot die, then you would have died as a result of the happiness when you will see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you in the hereafter. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought this effort to us, that how to bring our lives upon this. There is an effort that is required. We ourselves have to make that effort, and we have to bring others upon that. And we find that this effort that is required, this is not something that you need a lot of wealth for. But it starts with the individual. Start making effort on yourself to make effort on your kalima, make effort on your namaz, make effort on your consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As you will make effort on yourself, your consciousness, your perception of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase. This will be regenerated, the realization of accountability, that I have to stand in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then gradually, this will enable us to bring our life onto deen. Otherwise, what will happen, my respected brothers, it will just be a case of listening to something, and thereafter we will leave it. If we listen and we just leave it, then we will be deprived of the benefit. But we have to listen with this, that we have to bring this into our lives. Bring steadfastness upon deen in our lives, and become the helper of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for others. When we will bring deen in our lives, through this Allah, our du'as will be accepted. Allah will give us barakah and blessings in our life. And by making the help, by helping the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will destroy batil. And we find that the enemies will become our friends. Those who hated us will become our companions, like we see in the effort of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Through his effort, through his akhlaq, through his character, through his forgiving others, through the difficulties and hardships Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam underwent, those who were sworn, avowed enemies of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam became the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we find, my respected brothers, that we have to become the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and with the makhluk of Allah, we have to live with them as brothers. We have to become a source of benefit to the rest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creation. We were given this effort for this reason, my respected brothers. We ourselves become steadfast and adhere to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and become helpers with this to the deen. One, we bring our own lives onto deen, and with this we become the helpers of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The more we will use what Allah has given us for the effort of deen, then the more barakat and blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will place in that. Allah will give us barakat in our lives. Allah will give us barakat in our livelihood also. And in the akhirat, In the hereafter, what Allah Ta'ala will give us will be multiplied many, many, many more times than that. For that, my respected brothers, we ourselves make this determination. Everyone make this intention. We have to do this effort and we have to continue doing it. Not do it temporarily, do it all the time. And we have to prepare others. Then Allah's special help will come. Allah Ta'ala will change the conditions. But for this, we have to put ourselves forward. This is a principle, my respected brothers. Once you make the intention, then the action has to follow. You make intention for salah, salah starts. You make intention for fasting, you have to fast. Now if you made the intention to do da'wah and tabligh, the work of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, once the intention is made, the next step is we have to go out in the path of Allah. So who is ready, my respected brothers? 4 months, stand up, give our names, mashallah.
Jinnohne naam nahin diye hain, wo apne naam dein, likhwa mein.
Those who thus far haven't given their names, now is the time to give our names, mashallah. Come, my respected brothers. Keep standing, mashallah. Those that are standing, keep standing. Your standing will encourage others to stand also.
Mashallah, keep standing, keep standing.
Mashallah. More brothers, more. No one should be left out. No one be deprived, my respected brothers. All these brothers, proceed to the tashkil. On the left-hand side and the right-hand side of the mimbar, proceed to the tashkil. No one else should be moving. Only the brothers that are going to tashkil should be moving. Please, no one else. Come, my respected brothers. Chalo bhai, mashallah. Mashallah. Give these brothers way, mashallah. Let them proceed to the tashkil. Much major brothers should take the brothers to the tashkil. Tashkil brothers, encourage them to go to the tashkil, mashallah.
Mashallah, brothers. All the brothers, mashallah, to the tashkil tent. All the brothers that have given want to give their names, inshallah. Do not move now, brothers, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept all of us in the path of Allah Ta'ala. To my right and your left, in the left also, the brothers can go to the tashkil, mashallah. What a beautiful majma, alhamdulillah. Allah Ta'ala accept all of us, inshallah. Come, my respected friends and brothers. We've come here with no intention. Now, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah, each one of us to go out in the path of Allah Ta'ala. Please, brothers, go towards the tashkil, inshallah. Let's give our intentions, inshallah. Come, brothers, mashallah. Mashallah. Come, brothers. Brothers, Allah Ta'ala accept. We've got one more day for our ishtima, inshallah. Then our ishtima will be completed. Come, brothers, inshallah. Let's give our intentions now to go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. From the right, from the left, inshallah, from the middle, all over. Come, brothers, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept each one of us. Gee. All the tashkil brothers, guide the brothers. Come, brothers, mashallah. 4 months, India, Pakistan, 4 months pedal, 4 months foreign, 2 months, inshallah, foreign, local, chilla, foreign. All the jamaats are ready. Gee. All in the translation tents also, all the translation structures. Please make the brothers tashkil, inshallah, that tartib can be made also, inshallah. Come, brothers, mashallah. Allah Ta'ala accept, inshallah. Allah accept our health, wealth, and time for Allah's deen, brothers, inshallah. Like Sahaba Ikram, spend their health and their wealth and their time. Allah Ta'ala gave them honor. Dunya, kabar, and akhirat. Come, brothers, mashallah. All the tashkil brothers, please send the brothers to the tashkil now, inshallah. To the left and the right. All the tashkil brothers. Please guide the brothers to the tashkil tent now, inshallah. Come, brothers, mashallah. Tashkil brothers should now send all the brothers to the tashkil tent. Stop the writing and take them to the tashkil tent. All the tashkil brothers, inshallah. Chalo bhai, mashallah. Inshallah, tomorrow will be the last bayan, the final bayan of the ijtima, inshallah. After that, on Monday, inshallah, will be the dua. Then all the brothers going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sitting in front of our elders here, inshallah. And the dua of our elders will be with you, inshallah. And all these people will go out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So all the brothers, inshallah, to the tashkil tent, inshallah. Come, brothers, mashallah. Who Allah ta'ala accepts to go out in his path? Mawlana was saying our health, wealth, and time belongs only to Allah, doesn't belong to us, never was. So inshallah, when we go leave this dunya, we will see this in the akhirat. Come, my respected friends and brothers, inshallah. All the tashkil brothers, send the brothers, inshallah. Come, brothers, mashallah.